Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Josh Newberg with us Wednesdays right here. Berg, I'm sure there's a lot of moving parts right now with Coach Mike Norvell. What is the latest on the staff? Let's begin with coordinators. Anything new there?
Man, a week ago, Bill, I was on a show, and we didn't have a head coach at Florida State. So I was just thinking, like, when you were dialing me in, I was like, wait, have we even talked about Coach Norm? I was like, we've had to talk about him. And I'm like, no, it's only been like 3 days. So
right.
Here we are. Kenny Dillingham hired from Auburn is the OC. That's going to be a familiar situation for FSU fans, as Dillingham will not be calling plays. He'll be primarily coaching quarterbacks. That was the role that Randy Sanders and James Coley had under Jimbo Fisher. And on defense, though, that hire is taking a little bit longer. There's a couple names involved, but Dan Lanning right now at Georgia is the guy everybody's focused on and wondering if Norvell can poach another coach from the SEC and get the whole band back together again. These were guys that he had at Memphis and had a lot of success with. So we'll see. From there, I think the staff is going to build. Depending on what happens at Memphis, they like Silverfield a lot. If he doesn't get the Memphis head coaching job, I think he could land on the offensive line for Florida State. And then there's a couple others. We've been reporting it all on Knowles 24/7 all week. So if you're into the coaching search and all that assistant coach movement, it's going to be a busy week. And it's going to get even busier after early signing day.
Yeah, I heard from Ryan Silverfield, very good. Mm. Offensive line coach, very good recruiter, and obviously, as you mentioned, he wants the Memphis job. I don't know what Memphis is thinking about here. They may or may not consider him.
Yeah.
And if not, I assume he'll be going down there. You talk about offensive line now, that gets fixed in due time with him if he takes the job down there.
Yeah, and he's the interim head coach right now, so there shouldn't be an expectation that he's going to bolt on that team right away, just because that move hasn't been made. I would just, you got to be patient. Some of these moves can get made quick, and some of them got to take a little bit of time.
Somebody named Karen hit me up here and wants, I know you don't know who that is, wants to know about Jeff Sims, the quarterback, and is it true that Norvell has basically dropped him?
No, right now Jeff Sims hasn't said much. I do know that a lot of people reaching out last night, right, thinking that he's kind of gone under the radar. But Mike Loxley was in home with Maryland doing a visit last night. So Sims has been quiet since his meeting with Norvell. He does have a scheduled official visit this weekend to Florida State. I think right there is the indicator of whether or not he's coming or going. If Jeff Sims makes it to campus and goes to Tallahassee this weekend, I think there's a very good chance he signs with the Noles. And if he does not take his official visit to Florida State, then that's all you need to know. Game over. So today's what, Wednesday? There's going to be a lot of rumors back and forth on whether or not Sims is going to make it to campus. But by Friday, we'll know. We'll know what's going on with Jeff Sims and his status with Florida State by Friday.
Is there an indication as to what quarterback out there he does like, along with Sims?
They're on the trail today. Mike Norvell has been out seeing primarily commitments, but little inside info right here, Kenny Dillingham should hit the trail today. I think his movements will be very important to see who he goes and sees. I mean, yes, to answer your question, they've reached out to a bunch. So we're not going to spread all the names of the quarterbacks they've reached out to. We've been in contact, but some of the contact has been as simple as, hey, how you been? So we need to see where Kenny Dillingham goes, who they spend time recruiting, and who they make a priority. And we could start seeing that as early as today.
How is the team – I know we're not on the field or anything, but how is the team responding to this?
Pretty good. I know yesterday it started with Tamori and Terry. I was busy. I didn't have time to see it all, but Brendan Sinone put together a story on Knowles 24/7. I guess there was about a dozen players that tweeted their support of Norvell yesterday. I'm not sure what it was about. Maybe it was Tamori and Terry's tweet that got everybody going, but there was about a dozen players that reached out or that went on social media in support of Mike Norvell. Yesterday was just day three of his tenure. So, you know, it seems like guys are buying in. They don't really have a choice. He's their new head coach. And, well, I guess they do have a choice. They could go in the portal. But we haven't seen much of that either. So, yes, I think there is some support right now for Mike Norvell, and I expect that to grow as he builds his relationship with the program.
As far as juniors that could leave to head to the NFL, any news there?
No news. The next possible time we could see that is bowl practice, which is set to begin, I believe, either Saturday or Sunday. So we don't know our media availability. They haven't told us that. But moving forward, I think once bowl practice begins, we'll have a better idea if guys like Cam Akers or Terry, some of the guys that have been widely speculated about are going to leave early. Marvin Wilson, he's doubtful, you know, with his injury and everything, so I don't think that's a great indicator. But we all expect Cam Akers, Marvin Wilson to go pro. I think some guys on the fence that are up in the air, like Tamori and Terry and Corey Durden. But for the most part, I think most FSU fans have chalked it up that Wilson and Akers are gone.
It's already been announced that Coach Norvell will not be with Memphis for their bowl game.
Correct.
Way too much to do with the time crunch at Florida State. Florida State is playing in the Sun Bowl against Arizona State. You just talked about practice beginning for that. What will his role be with the team in preparation for the bowl?
I'm not quite sure. I know Willie Taggart spent a lot of time observing. I'm not quite sure how involved Mike Norvell will be. I'm sure he's going to watch and want to see what he's got. I'm sure that's probably a pretty exciting time for him, coming from Memphis to Florida State and just getting a view of what you got. But Odell Hagans is going to be the leader of not only the game and the interim head coach, but also the week of preparation and the getting ready for the bowl game. So I don't think we're going to see anything drastic. It wouldn't make sense for Mike Norvell to get in there and start using different language and terms and a different offense. So he's going to probably be hands off, but I'm sure he'll be sitting there with a piece of paper and a pen and jotting down some notes and seeing what he's got moving forward.
Well, you bring up a good point. We've seen this many times. If you're the new guy, you're the new head coach, and the team's preparing for a bowl game, you really can't get a whole lot done your way, let's say, in practices. You know, a couple of weeks of practices for a bowl game, you probably just screw them up. You're right. You're better off probably just observing, making mental notes, and then worrying about spring.
Yeah, I would imagine that's the only logical thing you can really do, because you got a team that's gone through it, right? I mean, Willie Taggart was only there for 2 years, so some of these guys are still trying to remember the verbiage from back when Jimbo Fisher was there and try to change their attitudes and all that. It would be an incredible task to try to throw in a new head coach just for a week. I think with Odell Hagans, the players buy in, they're listening to what he says, they could get – you know, this is an important week of practice, too, let's not forget. So you don't want to waste it. A lot of younger guys are going to get reps, especially if guys like Cam Akers and some of these other guys decide to sit out. I mean, there's a lot of reps to be had that's very important. We talked about it last year when Florida State did not have this opportunity of even a lowly bowl game. You know, you get those practices, and it makes you better for the next year. So I think having Odell Higgins kind of lead the way is the best move for Florida State right here.
No Camp up in DeKalb, Illinois says, ask Berg, does Florida State get any of the decommits back?
Keyshawn Green's the one that I would keep an eye on. He's going to come in, well, if he comes in this weekend, I should say. Right now, he's loosely scheduled to be there. We expect him to be there, but you never know. Miami's recruiting him hard. I think if Keyshawn Green doesn't show up at FSU, it's Miami. But if he does, I like FSU's chances. He's from Wakulla High School, been committed there for quite some time, but did reopen his recruitment about 2 weeks ago now. So we'll see with Keyshawn Green. Josh Griffiths is coming in for an official visit. I'm not sure how hard FSU is going to press for him. I mean, they do need defensive end, so it would make sense if he's willing to come back that FSU would take him back. He's currently committed to Louisville. But he'll be in on his official visit on Friday morning or Thursday morning. His official visit will start. So we'll have more on Knowles 24/7 after we speak to him on Saturday when his visit ends.
Josh Newberg with us 24/7 Sports. You come in with the early signing period starting on the 18th, so literally a couple of weeks. Hard to build new relationships in a finite, very tight amount of time. I guess my question would be, what are the Florida high schools in general like when it's a new guy and maybe there's not a prior relationship?
They're willing to listen. They're willing to listen. We've already seen that a lot with Mike Norvell. We've been reporting all over the website on where he's been, and some of the reactions have come out from high school coaches. I was actually DMing with a South Florida high school coach this morning who told me he sat in on Mike Norvell meeting with one of his prospects yesterday. He told me it was great. He said he was fantastic. He said the players' parents were there too, and they came away impressed. He just said that he thinks Mike Norvell is going to do great things in Tallahassee based on a 20-minute meeting he had with him. But, you know, I think that if in Florida, if you're willing to kind of go and show the extra effort to go to the school, to shake the hand, to be there and be a presence, they're going to embrace you. You're still an in-state program, even though he's coming as an out-of-state coach. He represents an in-state program. And for the most part, these coaches within the state want the in-state schools to succeed, especially if it means sending their athletes to those schools.
Big Three Roll Up. Tell everybody what's next on the podcast.
Yeah, we taped it this week. We had on Andy Staples of The Athletic. Andy knows a lot about coaching searches inside and out. So we had him on talking about Mike Norvell and the staff that he could potentially put together. We also had the rapper Briscoe, who is a Miami guy. He was on the podcast. So we had to balance it out. Andy Staples and Briscoe, Big Three Roll Up. You can get it on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. It'll be out tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Berg, good stuff, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. See you.
There you go. Hope we got to everything. Did we get all your questions in there? I think we did. Most of them. There's still a lot that would be unclear. I mean, when you take over a job that's a big mess, like Florida State, but that can be fixed, it's the world's spinning on an axis that's a little quicker than you're used to. A little faster, I should say. So I'm sure right now he'll worry about sleeping sometime in the spring. You're out recruiting. You're trying to get the right staff. You're meeting. You're making relationships. There's no time for anything other than that, literally, to get that thing back. The one thing you know, though, is the brand, the Florida State brand, although it's big-time tarnished right now, can be reclaimed. Just needs the right leadership. And I like this hire. I do. I am not a yes man. I don't automatically check off on everybody's hire. I don't. I like this hire. I'd be surprised if he doesn't have Florida State back as a threat. Now, again, I said this yesterday. Let me reiterate. I don't know if it's possible to get back to where Bowden had him in the 90s. I don't know about that. But get them back to where they are a force and a threat and playing good ball again. Oh, goodness, yes. There's no reason why you shouldn't get them back. Now, the biggest problem you have for supremacy is Clemson. Clemson is what you used to be. And they're not giving up a damn thing for you. That's a problem. Other than that, you can get back. I'm convinced you can get back if you're Florida State. Tickets at Primo Seats. You're lining up all these games. You figured out where you're going yet? Get your tickets at Primo Seats. Now, if you go to Primo Seats and you need a ticket for commitments, it's not going to be there because there is no ticket. It's free. So don't worry about that. But everything else, go to Primo Seats for. All the bowl games, the playoffs, whatever it might be. Pro sports, NHL, Crazy Charlie's PhD, the NHL, NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, not that far off. Just peek around the corner a little bit. Any sporting event, college, pro, anytime. Does not matter. Primo Seats. Take advantage of the discount, too. Every time you go to Primo Seats, go to the promo code box and put in the name Bill Iskin. If you do that, you get 5% off. And no, it's not just for the first time. It's every time. Put the name Bill Iskin in there in the promo code box, and that will get you a discount of approximately 5% off. Add concerts to that list, too. Yeah, if you're going to concerts, get your tickets at PrimoSeats.com. We'll get to break. We have a lot of long-form, extemporaneous hangout time the rest of the way. Gog in Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. We're looking at this stalled truck blocking a lane of traffic here in Brentwood. It's on 65 northbound here at Concord Road, right in the center lane. Again, the police are trying to move it quickly here because it's causing a big backup in Williamson County. Brentwood, 65 northbound here at Concord Road on this stalled truck. Wreck with injuries, OHB at I-24. That's South Nashville. Still a lot of traffic on 24 as you're making your way up through the Hickory Hollow area coming in from Rutherford County. It's better to know them than not know. I'm talking about free at last bail bonds. If you ever need them, call 242-3733. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Gog and Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Gog and Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Gog and Cold Hall, please visit www.gogandcold.com. That's www.gogandcold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Gog and Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
Penn Station likes to mix it up. Cold subs for lunch, grilled subs for dinner, wraps and salads, fresh cut fries, chocolate chunk cookies. So whether we grill, we fry, or we bake, we like to give you plenty of options. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro, Memorial Boulevard, or Medical Center Parkway. This month, try the delicious chicken parmesan sub with fresh cut fries and drink at a special price. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap, even here in the off season, believe it or not. Now, last week was Champions Week from Nashville. We will recap that as well as a ton more. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, this is Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 M&M's Doubleman Camry, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And be sure to like us at facebook.com/thefinallap. You'll get everything you need to know right there every single weekday right here.
your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sun's out and we're going to get up to 45 today. Clear skies tonight as well and down to 25. Sunny again tomorrow and even warmer. We're going to get up to a comfortable 52. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Ryan. Sports Radio WNSR.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
Army getting 10.5 against Navy. Coach Ken's had a good year. Ken Niumatalolo. I like him. We've had him. It's been a while, but we've had him on the show many times. Good dude. Has done a fabulous job at the Naval Academy. I pulled up Bet Online here to get maybe some sharper numbers. Looking at some of these bowl games. That Washington-Boise State game, UW favored by 3.5. Let me find some others here. Let me find some others that will resonate with the audience. Oklahoma State and the Aggies. Aggies favored by 6. Jimbo by 6. Southern Cal and Hawkeye Jason. Iowa -1.5. Fighting Irish, the God Squad, favored over the Cyclones by 3.5. Memphis and Coach Ryan Silverfield. Yeah, I heard from Ryan the other day. He recruits this area. I don't know if he doesn't get the job at the permanent head coaching job there, then perhaps he goes to Florida State, and I don't know what his recruiting territory will be then. But he recruits up here. Good dude, good coach. Memphis is getting 7 against Penn State in that bowl game. All right. The LSU game has been bet up a little bit. It's 13.5. LSU favored. And the Clemson-Buckeye game, I think it's stayed at 2 the whole time. Clemson is favored by 2. I tell you what, I'd have, again, I'm not Mr. Set the Line guy, but if you said, Bill, I'm going to make you set the line on that game, I'd make that a pick'em. I mean, God almighty. That is, to me now, I've had some brushback on this. That is the best semifinal matchup going into a game that we've had. I'm talking about two superpowers lined up. No, the Georgia-Oklahoma game did not have this going into the game. It was a hell of a game. Not talking about the outcome of the game. I'm talking about the look going into the game. This is by far the best semifinal nuclear power versus nuclear power game, period. Don't argue with me. My way or no way. Oklahoma LSU, yeah, -13.5. How about that? Getting bet up. Alabama, Ohio State, 14. Don't bring that in here. No. No. These two teams are more revved up than those two teams were in 14. Don't bring that weak stuff in here. Gators favored by 13.5 over Virginia. I know it's Virginia, but I like to say that. Alabama-Michigan, has Alabama played in a more totally meaningless bowl game than this? And this has nothing to do with Michigan. No, I'm not dissing Michigan. You're talking about a game that has no meaning. You can say, well, Bill, a lot of these bowl games. Well, yeah, but Alabama has been in the playoffs every year until now. Every year. Does any coach have a bigger task than Nick Saban trying to convince a team, hey, let's get ready for this bowl game? We just lost to Auburn. Let's get ready for this bowl game. And Nick's probably the best at motivating teams, right? He's probably the best at that too. What do you tell these guys? Well, it's football. It's about pride. You owe it to yourself. It's about getting better. Yeah, all those things. But you think deep down players believe that? This game won't provide or give these players a damn thing. Okay? Let me get a call before the break. He'll be at Commitmas. We've confirmed this. Wayman, what's up, sir?
Yeah, just calling this morning to offer my services as a designated driver next Wednesday.
Wayman is blind, and I'm positive he doesn't drink. So, yeah, if we got people out boozing it up, Wayman will take care of this. Hey, Broadway at night, a perfect place for you to learn how to drive there, Wayman. Perfect.
What about one of those scooters?
I'd like to see you on one of those scooters. Now, we'd have to pad you up in case you fell, but yeah, I'd like to see you on one of those.
Football helmet and everything.
That's right. That's right. Who's your favorite Alabama player of all time?
Derek Thomas.
Okay, so we'll get you a Derek Thomas jersey, a Bama helmet, some pads, put you on a scooter.
Yeah. It'd be a toss-up. Well, it's close between Derek Thomas and Biscuit.
Cornese Bennett?
Yep.
Boy, and here's the interesting thing. Those guys, they weren't in the same class, but they overlapped. They played together. And they, watching that ESPN 30 for 30 or whatever that was a big rivalry between those two. I didn't know that, but it was.
Yeah, yeah. But I think Derek came out to be the better NFL player than Cornelius did.
Yeah, yeah. And
he had that 6 or 7 sacks in one game.
Yeah, he could get off the edge. He was a Hall of Famer in that capacity. He was one of the best ever, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I can go way back to Joe Willie and Snake. And I can remember the drive against Penn State. I know Bob don't want to hear this, but we stopped them 4 times on the goal line, you know.
I know that. Yeah, Barry Krause made the play for Alabama. Yeah. And, who was the Penn State back? Dadgummit, it's slipping my mind. I know it was Barry Krause on the play on defense. Oh,
thank you.
Somebody, Aliquippa Bob, somebody's listening. Dadgummit, I can't remember it. I was watching that game on TV. I vividly remember it.
You know, except for the name of the play. Bank I use you can get checks with that play on those checks.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So it's the goal line stand kind of picture right there.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Something else. So Wayman, you fly in what time? Because Aliquippa Bob sent me an email, but what time do you fly in on Tuesday?
I leave Atlanta at 10:10 and get to Nashville at 10:25.
And again, you're on Eastern time at Central time here, but that flight is literally up and down. There's nothing to it.
Right.
It's maybe 30 minutes of actual flight time.
They said 1:15 coming up and 1 hour coming back home.
Yeah. Just because so many times coming out of Nashville, you've got Atlanta and then go wherever. I've done it many times. And it's literally up and down in your home.
Yeah. Just coming over Mont Eagle, more or less.
That's about it. Yep. Have you ever been to Nashville?
No, sir.
Wow. So, well,
I never got a chance to.
Well, we'll make sure you have a good time. I promise you that.
Yeah. Yeah. But I got a ride to the Omni Tuesday. I ain't got anything set up yet for Wednesday, but because I don't leave out till 6:30 your time.
Okay. Well, and what when you get to the hotel, what do you need? Do you need help to your room, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. I'll take care of that. I'll talk with Todd. We'll get that done.
What time are you going to be back?
Last year I got there mid afternoon. I'll start hanging out about mid afternoon, and then whatever that means, 4 o'clock, 3, 4, 5, somewhere in there, and then everybody will start coming up to the suite, and we'll make sure we'll take care of it all. Okay. Don't worry about that part.
Okay. All right, then, bro. I just want to call in and offer my services for everybody next week.
Whammon, we're going to take you up on it, sir. I promise you.
Okay.
See you, buddy.
We'll see you later, brother.
Yep. See you next week. So for all of you boozing up and down Broadway on Tuesday night, Wayman, our listener who is blind and doesn't drink, will be your designated driver. You just heard him. He has given his services to you. I will not be up and down Broadway. I've got to be clear thinking. Crazy Charlie and I have a job, so we can't. To do so, we can't get crazy and hit. I don't know. Maybe Crazy Charlie does a little bit. I doubt it. He's got to get up early too. I can't. I have to be the adult in the room. Bottom of the hour break here. Good to have Wayman there, man. Appreciate Aliquip, Bob, and Alan facilitating his trip to the 615 for commitments, which is next Wednesday. Can't wait for it. All right, break time. Goggin, Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning in Brentwood. They're still trying to get up this big piece of debris here off the interstate, blocking the center lane on 65 northbound at Concord Road. Again, it's a mess here trying to get up past Cool Springs Mall here on 65 northbound, up past Concord Road before it picks back up to a decent interstate speed. They're having to upright that truck that flipped earlier in Rutherford County, 24 east at Epps Mill Road. That's around the 89-mile marker. Working a wreck now on Nolensville Pike at Barnes and also Lebanon Pike at Lynn Mead. Hey, get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart fare, save you 70%. Off. Call 1-800-915-2644. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
You know when you gotta be somewhere, it's like really urgent? You don't want to do it over the phone. Some things just can't be said with an LOL or an OMG. Some things just need to be done IRL. So you're getting your Nissan Altima and drive. Feel the VC turbo engine instantly react to give you more power and efficiency, so you can get where you need to go.
Hey, Eric. What are you doing here?
Like.
Huh?
Your social post. I liked it.
Oh, thank you. You know, there's a button for that, right?
I do.
The Nissan Altima, now offering the most tech-advanced engine in its class. This is tech that helps you be there. This is Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Auto Pacific segmentation, 2020 Altima Platinum versus latest in-market competitors in the premium midsize class. Available feature, world's first production variable compression turbo engine launched by Nissan Motor Company Limited in 2018.
Whether having heating concerns during the cold winter months or looking to cool off those hot summer days, nobody in Middle Tennessee is better equipped to serve your needs than Lanham's AC Service, your local Rude Pro partner. From heating and cooling issues to water heaters, you can count on Lanham's AC Service and Rude HVAC equipment with a system that fits your unique needs while doing it right the first time. Serving the area for over 30 years, owner Brian Eskew and his team are dedicated to providing the best possible solutions for your home or business while providing reliable and honest service for Nashville and Middle Tennessee. And they do it with the name brands like Rood you have come to trust. I should know, I have a new Rood in my house and have been a customer for almost a decade. And remember, financing is available and they service and repair all brands. So call today to schedule a service or maintenance call, 615-969-9065. That's 969-9065, or go to lanhamsacservice.com.
In a world of corporate giants, it's nice to know there's a locally owned full-service pharmacy here to take care of you and your entire family. Harding Pharmacy is dedicated to meeting their customers' needs with the highest level of service. Have your prescriptions transferred or your next one filled at Harding Pharmacy, where they also offer free delivery. Harding Pharmacy, your fast and friendly family pharmacy, is easy to find at 4120 Nolensville Pike, just south of Harding Place, next to the post office.
body clock is set to college football and nothing else. It's Bill King.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter.
Jeff, too, reminded me, Bill, the running back was Mike Gooman from Penn State. Mike Gooman, Barry Krause. That's one of the more famous end-of-the-game moments in a championship game in college football history. If you are, and again, I'm talking about championship games, not a random big bowl game. I'm talking about this team wins it if they win this game. And it's the end of the game, and it's very much up in the air. That moment is on the all-time list. I'd say the Nebraska-Miami game, Dr. Time goes for two, doesn't get it, didn't have to go for two, could have kicked the extra point and won the national championship by virtue of only having a tie on the resume, but opted not to do that. Miami won. That was a moment. Ohio State-Miami and the controversy there, that'd be another one. Maybe Texas Southern Cal. Southern Cal had a fourth and short to keep possession and win the game with the lead. Came up short. Vince Young scores shortly thereafter again. Texas wins. I don't know if that one might not. Now, that was a hell of a game. Alabama, Georgia just a couple of years ago. I'd say that one. Throw that one in there a little bit. Those are end-of-the-game national championship moments. That'd be an interesting list. I don't know if I've seen that list before or a list that's like what we described. Cosby Cattleman.
Crank up at Amy Grant, Moisture Kings. We've got an inch of snow on the roof at the Double C Ranch. It's tender Tennessee Christmas time.
You got a whole inch? Wow.
Is Amy Grant doing the Christian music or the country music these days? You probably see her at the grocery store, don't you?
You know, she was a neighbor forever, and then they moved. She changed husbands, and they moved. So.
Yeah, I saw Vince Gill on PBS the other day. Doesn't look like he's missing too many meals. Looks like he knows where the Whole Foods is.
There's a Whole Foods right up there in Cool Springs where you live.
I bet there is. I bet there is. Hey, Bill, I heard something from Griff yesterday I didn't like, and I saw something on ESPN I wanted to bring to your attention. Has anybody – I've missed the show today. I got to tell them on myself. Has anybody talked about this 150 coaches that ESPN's ranked?
Not on the show. Not on the show, no.
But have you seen the list yet?
I saw the list. I didn't pay attention to it. Does that make sense? They had Bear Bryant number one. I would have had Nick Saban number one, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, what they did was they did a list like a blue ribbon panel. They got 10, 15, I don't know. You can find it online. It wasn't one person's opinion. They got a 15, 20 of them or something, and they just kind of did a poll and threw it all together. And, you know, Bill, I was just kind of scanning it, of course, looking for the Tennessee coaches. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, 150 coaches. I probably only recognized 50 of the names. You know, a lot of these guys back in the 30s and stuff.
Well, here's the one thing I noticed, and once I saw this, I didn't look at the list anymore. They had Urban Meyer 46, which is laughable.
Yeah, it does sound a little low, doesn't it? I mean, I almost think you got to go two lists. You got to go black athlete forward and then, you know, leather helmet days. It's just hard to equate that, you know?
Yeah, now where was the General Nealon on that list?
I think he was mid-30s.
Okay.
I think it was 37. The two that I figured Fulmer would make it due to his, you know, 5-year run there. Majors came in about 60 something, and Fatman was about 93, I think, something like that.
Oh, so he made it. Okay.
You know, I got to thinking about Johnny Majors, Bill. Yeah, you were talking about this the other day. The only Tennessee coaches I've ever liked are Kiffin and Pruitt. Didn't like right. Majors. Didn't like Fatman. Didn't like Foley. Didn't like Butch. But, you know, you back off and you look at Major's career, and I thought, you know, he was just his best work was obviously at Pittsburgh. But then I've heard talk to some Johnny fans that actually say his best work was at Iowa State. I think one year he had a deal where he lost two games to Oklahoma and Nebraska.
Yeah, yeah. All I know is when I was young and I wasn't really keeping up with college football, I was, you know, elementary school or something, people would say, yeah, well, Johnny Majors almost won the Heisman. They don't even want him at Tennessee. He's at Iowa State. Yeah. Tennessee won't even take him back.
Yeah, but I mean, Iowa State's a wasteland. If he went, I guess, Big 8 days, if he lost, if he went to a regular season and just lost to Oklahoma and Nebraska, that's a pretty damn good job.
Right.
But, you know, he couldn't get it done at Tennessee, and he blew it and lost to Army and all this, you know, all that mess. But, you know, the one thing, I don't like former world majors, Bill, but they both have a national championship ring, don't they?
Yeah.
For all these Spurrier lovers, how many Spurrier got?
One.
That's one thing. I try to be fair in my criticisms there, Bill, but I was kind of a little shocked to see Johnny in the 60s, weren't you? First thing I remember as a Tennessee fan was cigar smoke and the smell of bourbon and people cussing Johnny Majors saying he's a drunk and too conservative. That's my first memory of Tennessee football and Hubert Simpson.
Yeah, 1976, they won the Natty at Pittsburgh, and that's where that ranking goes. And that's it. So other than that, he shouldn't be ranked.
And you know what you think about it, Bill? I think he won, three SEC championships, but they were shared, I want to say, ties and stuff. But, you know, you think about this, Bill. How many times have you ever seen a sitting national championship coach? He wins it all in Pittsburgh in 76, right?
Yes.
He comes straight to Tennessee because of the hometown connection.
Right.
How many times do you see a coach fresh off a national championship leave their job to take another college job? I don't think that's ever happened besides that.
Well, it's rare, but then again, you get a chance to go back to your home. Not from Knoxville, but your home state and your alma mater and where you're a hero. And you've done – I mean, now, Pittsburgh continued a really good run after that until the early 80s with Jackie Sherrill. So, and they had a couple of other teams good enough to win it after that. But again, you get a chance to go back home. That's a little different.
Yeah, different deal. But speaking of Jackie Sherrill, Bill, he was way up on that list. You ought to scan it, probably make for – when things slow down, it'd make for a good show. But I think Jackie Sherrill was in the top 50, 55.
Wow.
Does that surprise you?
Yes. Jackie's a good coach.
Coach.
I don't know if he's a top 50 guy, though. I wouldn't put him there.
I think he did a really good job at Texas A&M, is my understanding. But, okay, Bill, let's go on to Griff yesterday real quick. You called him, you know, you brought him on there, and he was still mealy-mouthing Kiffin and hinting around on his personal life and all this. Bill, correct me if I'm wrong, but where's the personal scandal with Lane Kiffin? Where's the Bobby Petrino, Hugh Freeze personal scandal with Lane Kiffin?
Griff always brings up that he left him on probation.
No, he was talking about screwing the secretary.
Oh, at Tennessee?
Yeah, he was talking about Kiffin philandering and his personal life. And last time they check your personal life's personal. And, Bill, here's what I always tell you. Okay, let's look at Lane Kiffin right now.
Right.
Okay, now there's probably something in his contract. You got to leave the co-eds alone. You know, more. I don't think he would go under moral turpitude, but he's probably got something in his contract. Can't be popping the co-eds down there in the Grove. But let's say there's some good-looking girl walking around in the Grove, Bill. Let's say she goes to Mississippi State or Kapaia Junior College or something.
Right.
And she's 19, 20 years old. And Kiffin pops her. What's the problem with that? She's over 18, right?
Yeah.
last time I checked, Kiffin's single, right? So he wouldn't be cheating on his wife.
So did he have to sign – are you saying he signed something that he's not allowed to have a social life?
No, I'm guessing, you know, there's all kinds of crazy stuff in these – I get your joke, but you know there are all kinds of things in these contracts. And a lot of times on university campuses, you know, they tell these professors you can't date staff. So I'd say he's probably got something in his contract you can't date staff or students and that sort of thing.
Stay out of the Tri-Delta house, something like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, but I bet there's something in there that says he can go into the Mississippi State Tri-Delta house on a road game. That just sucks, man. Griff, be a man. Don't be hiding in the weeds and taking veiled, uncorroborated personal shots at Kiffin. Being single's not illegal, Bill.
I agree.
I mean, if he's running around, if he's a single man and he nails some 20-year-old girl at a bar, you know, so be it. What's the problem? Where's the scandal?
The only problem is he's Lane Kiffin, and somebody's going to be taking a picture and putting it on Twitter. That's the problem.
And you got chicken craps like Griff out there taking veiled personal shots at you for living your life. It doesn't sound like he's up to that much anymore. But I'm just telling you, you know, that's just sorry, isn't it? Would you like somebody taking – let's say you and Miss King were divorced. Would you like somebody taking shots at your personal life and not backing it up?
Probably not.
He hinted around about Lane. Oh, I hope he's straightened up. I hope he's done this and that. That's just sorry, man. That's bordering on slander.
Well, I think Kiff is, like I've told every show I've done, I think he's totally different than he was 10 years ago.
Think about this, Bill. He's a mid-40s. The pretty women like him. He's making $4 million a year, and he's living in Oxford, Mississippi. That's not a bad life. Why don't people just leave him alone and let him coach football?
He'll be baby Kiff will be okay.
I know, but I'm just talking about grit stuff. I know he'll be fine. But I'm just talking about – that's the first thing. These people, I'm not going to dispute he's a great football coach. He's got a good – you know, then they start that. They start hinting around about his personal life, don't they? That's sorry, man.
Whoever –
Bill, I'll leave it like this. Your boy Griff, did he say he's on a trip somewhere?
He's catching a flight. That's all I know.
Okay. You tell Griff. I've hung out with Griff before. I like him. You know, we're not pals, but I've hung around with Griff before. You tell him that I'm throwing a challenge at him right now for a mono Kiffin debate on your show next time he shows up. Send him the text. Send him the tweet. I'm sure you know how to find him. Tell Griff right now I'm challenging him for a man-to-man debate on Lane Kiffin next week on your show for the whole world to see or hear.
That'd be good.
Pop and smoke.
Remember that time remember that time we got that done with you and Feinbaum? Remember that?
Well, you know, the guy's, you know, he's come out of purgatory. He's, you know, gotten back a big SEC job, and then you got, that's just sorry sack of, you know what Griff pulled on him yesterday. Now, there's just no other way to say it. So get that challenge out there, Bill.
I will.
He'll probably be crawfishing like Himes, but throw that challenge out there to him. See ya.
See ya. Yeah, baby Kiff deserves a private life. He can. It would be interesting. Well, that contract is it right now? It's just that memorandum of agreement or whatever they call it, is what he's got. But and it's just the only thing I saw were the numbers. I didn't see anything else. All right, we need one more break. I do know that. Coming right back. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning in Brentwood. They're still trying to get up this big piece of debris here off the interstate, blocking the center lane on 65 northbound at Concord Road. Again, it's a mess here trying to get up past Cool Springs Mall here on 65 northbound, up past Concord Road before it picks back up to a decent interstate speed. They're having to upright that truck that flipped earlier in Rutherford County, 24 East at Epps Mill Road. That's around the 89-mile marker. Working a wreck now on Nolensville Pike at Barnes and also Lebanon Pike at Lynn Mead. Hey, get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart Fare, save you 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2644. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Hey, what you reading?
It's called The Ledger. There's a great column on the Titans.
So it's a sports publication?
No, not just sports. Like, see here, there's a great cover story on why Middle Tennessee's real estate market is so hot. The Ledger has stories written by some of Nashville's best, most experienced journalists. And you can get all the information on the Mid-State's fast-growing restaurant scene. There's profiles of community leaders and data that helps generate leads for my business.
And sports?
Yes, including UT coverage from Knoxville.
Expensive?
Is free expensive?
Free, huh?
Yeah, grab you one at hundreds of locations and tnledger.com. It's The Ledger. Pick one up today.
This is the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I watched a Derrick Henry that got better with each carry to the point where in the third quarter, fourth quarter, defensive players like, I don't want to get hit by him again. You're on defense, you're used to hitting players? No. Derrick Henry was punishing players so much that it was to the point where they were just like almost quitting.
Weekdays starting at 4 from Nashville's Sports Radio, WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
By State Forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sun's out and we're going to get up to 45 today. Clear skies tonight as well and down to 25. Sunny again tomorrow and even warmer. We're going to get up to a comfortable 52. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Ryan. Sports Radio WNSR.
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
That top 150 list, once I noted that Urban Meyer was what, 46? I said, I'm not looking at this. That's ridiculous. And as much as I love the history of Bear Bryant, and I did see quite a few Bear Bryant games on TV. Not that they were televised like today, but Nick Saban's the best coach ever. I'd put Bear probably number two, but I'd put St. Nicky number one. And Urban Meyer belongs at bare minimum in the top 10. Bare minimum. Quick note here, Jeff, too. Bill, Johnny Majors was 185-37-10. That's when you could end up in a tie in games. 9-6 in bowl games, Bill. One national championship, 76. Three SEC titles, the one in 85 was outright. He said, I'd forgotten Majors did go back to Pitt after Tennessee. That did not end well. He was 12-32, second time he went to Pitt. Yeah, I wouldn't have Johnny. I mean, you got to give him the 76. And he did the best stretch run ever at Pitt, and the history would be Johnny Majors winning it and then what Jackie did after that till he took the A&M job. So I guess credit's due there. He's, as much as I don't like John Majors, credit's due there. Who do we have? Armageddon. I got a couple of minutes here before the top. What's up?
Bill, how are we doing this morning?
We're doing well.
You know, Bill, I just thought I'd call in real quick. I know we're up against it, but I was up in Cosby Country last night.
You were in the East Tennessee, so you were past Gatlinburg over there almost on the North Carolina border.
Well, I was headed to Kingsport.
Oh, I got you. Kingsport. What's a guy from Belmead doing heading to Kingsport? Makes no sense.
I was running from the Belmead police, Bill.
They don't quite get to Kingsport, I hear.
I think, Bill, I think Cosby needs to give O'Keefe, you know, some dickel chasing women around in the Grove.
He's worried about it, man. He's worried people are going to get into his private life, not let him have a private life. He's worried about it, as you could tell.
Anyway, I just wanted to check in with you real quick, Bill. Looking forward to the deal next week.
Come on by, buddy. Appreciate it, man.
See ya.
There you go. Armageddon's coming. Yeah, Cosby, look, don't be you sycophant paparazzi fans out there. Don't be prying into Kiffin's private life. If he wants to, for example, after the Mississippi State game, go to the Mississippi State tryout house, he can, according to Cosby. And stay out of his business. None of your business. He just doesn't need to be chasing skirt in the Grove, right? Is that a no-go? Don't get your honey where you get your money. Is that a saying? Something like that. But if another campus now. So let me understand this. It's the Egg Bowl in Starkville. And after the game, he had a little time to spare. He could chase some skirt there, though, right? That's what Cosby said. It's okay. Just try and keep it out of Oxford.
You think Kiff had to sign something that says he's not going to get his honey where he gets his money, but everything else is fair? I'd like to see that contract. Tomorrow, what do we have? Chris Landry. Landry, the brilliant, I mean brilliant, Mensa-level football mind of Chris Landry. That'll be on Thursday, and we'll have plenty of extemporaneous hangout time. Commitmas is a week from today. We'll do a five-hour show from Bar Lines in the Omni. You're all invited. We'll feed you breakfast. We'll serve you breakfast. That's on the house. A delicious breakfast bar from Kitchen Notes. Music City Todd facilitates. And the night before, we'll have a mixer up in the Bill King suite. You're invited to that, too. You can come and go as you want. Bring anybody you want. Don't need a ticket. We'll have a little adult beverage or two up there for you. That's on the house, too. Yeah, I was saying on Twitter that if we didn't have Music City Todd, we'd be doing commitments from a van down on the Cumberland River, probably. That's probably where we would have it. But we've got Todd to protect us and put a roof over our head, which is good. At Crazy Charlie 615, at Billa's King, Lodge Pop.